Hi, I'm Roisin. I'm here with Anna, and we're interviewing Dennis Nocton, Minister of Communications, Climate Action and Environment. What brings the Minister of Communications to an event like this?
The reason I'm here, first of all, is to acknowledge the tremendous work that's been done around the country by schools and the digital champions, using technology and exploiting technology. I suppose the big thing that we've seen over the last number of years is that devices and equipment have changed dramatically. Now, what do we do with that broadband? What do we do with the technology? And the great thing about today is looking at young people, identifying issues, how they can actually use software and technology, and how we can use that to solve big problems. Not just the day-to-day issues that you're dealing with in school, but big challenges like climate change. How do we make sure that we can improve our environment for the long term and use technology to do that?
So in your opinion, how much of an impact does using technology in a classroom make?
I think technology in the classroom is a tool. And it's about exploiting that tool to use it not just in relation to education, but look at the huge possibilities that are out there. And looking at the stands here today, you get an idea of the opportunities that are there. And in relation to the big growth area now, which is the Internet of Things, we have, I think, about 5 billion items connected to the Internet at the moment. That's going to grow to about 50 billion items between now and 2020. So that means every second of every single minute between now and 2020, 600 additional items are going to be connected to the Internet. And that includes things like your thermostats, your heating systems, even your electric kettle. So it provides us with an opportunity to drive energy efficiency, reduce the consumption of fossil fuels, which has a long-term impact on our environment. So as I say, it's not just about the short-term things and about the technology here, but it's exploiting that technology to deal with the really big global challenges that we have.
How has the move from face-to-face communication to online communication changed how we interact?
Well, I think there's a number of things. One, I think the face-to-face interaction is very important, but technology also allows us to do that through FaceTime and technology tools like that. But it's about human interactions at the end of the day, and I think as technology develops, I think it will be able to replicate more and more those individual human interactions. And I think we cannot ignore that. And look, when you're in school, you get a very balanced approach with regard to that. Yes, using technology is a tool, but it's also about those interpersonal skills and balancing the two. And I think it is important that we get that balance right, that young people appreciate how important technology is, how useful it is, but how important personal relationships are as well.
As a teenager, what should we be aware of when it comes to communication?
I think, look, we need to be aware of the fact that what you put up on the web can have implications for you and the people around you. You know, so would you like your parents to read what you post online in the local newspaper? If you wouldn't like them to read it, then it shouldn't go up online in the first place. So I think there needs to be appreciation of the impact the content you put online has on yourself and the people around you. And I think if people have that appreciation, I think we can use the tools of the internet to exploit them for our own benefit, for the benefit of our economy, the benefit of our country, and the benefit of society as a whole.
Okay, thanks very much.